Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. And today, we're going to be talking about the differences between playing on a computer and playing on your phone. There's pros and cons to both, and I will be explaining both of them, all right? I played on my phone actually a lot more than on a computer because, you know, growing up, I had a phone, but I didn't have like a high-speed computer. So let's just talk about it. Let's talk about it in the next segment. The pros and cons of playing on both the computer and the phone. Both of them can be frustrating, I can say that. But let's just start on the phone first, because I played more on the phone and I could just think about it very quickly. Now, the pros of playing on the phone is that you can pretty much play anywhere if you have internet, like you have to pay for internet. But still, you can play anywhere. It's very mobile. You can even be playing. I mean, I play chess at school. I play chess at work. I played chess anywhere I had the opportunity to, and yeah, that's just what I did. And so that is a major pro of just playing chess on your phone. Now, there's not a lot of pros. I guess another pro I would say is that, like, you won't, like, there, it is kind of impossible to misclick. It's a little bit easier to not misclick because there's no dang mouse that you have to deal with when you're playing on your phone. But other than that, playing chess on your phone is just specially good. Just the mobile aspect is probably the biggest pro enough. I did analysis on the go. I've looked at games on the go. I've looked at chess tournaments on the go. I actually did puzzles on the go. All right. So that's why I would happily tell you to download chess.com or leadchess.org on your phone, because, I mean, we're living in a different era right now where anybody can learn chess pretty much anywhere that you are right now. So that's why I would say, hey, you know what? You might as well just start playing chess on your phone if you don't have a nearby computer or laptop beside you. One of the cons of playing chess on your phone, just to talk about it in my experiences, is there's a point where there's a time control that you shouldn't play. And I know, like, grandmasters can get away with it, or really good players. And I've got away with it for a very long time. I've actually got really fast at playing bullet chess on my phone. I actually got to, like, 2100 playing bullet chess on my phone on chess.com and leadchess.org. But there's a moment where you just have to hit the right spot. And by spot, I mean, like, the right internet spot. Because what's annoying is, let's say you're on... Let's just say you move 1 inch and the spot isn't good enough and you're just trying to play bullet or at least 1-1. There's moments where the phone would just pretend like your opponent isn't doing a move. And I know people might be saying, well, what network did you have? Did you have Verizon? Did you have AT&T? Did you have Boost Mobile? What did you have? I've had some good internet. All right. Okay. I've had some good internet, and it happened on different phones that I played chess on, because I wasn't just playing chess on my phone. I was playing chess on my big brother's phone too, P Money, and he always had the highest internet connection. It just didn't work out. So pretty much on the phone, you're kind of limited to either playing blitz or rapid or classical. And I know most of the people wants to play bullet as they become better, and it's a lot more fun, but yeah, you're limited to just blitz and rapid, and that's not probably even a con to most people, just to all my bullet players out there. Now, another thing, actually, did I already explain two things? Yeah, because I already talked about the internet service, right? Because it's very spotty, and then you don't want to be moving around a lot or talking or in that nature. But anyway, another thing is you're not able to pre-move a lot on your phone. So, for example, on chess.com, you're able to pre-move like 15 moves if you just want to, like, beat your opponent really fast. You're not able to pre-move that much on the phone. You can only pre-move one at a time. And so that is just slightly a big advantage to your opponent if you're going through time troubles. Another thing I could think of that is a big con is just... What's another thing? Well, I'm just thinking about all the times that I played on my phone, and it is, man, I've had some bad experiences. Another thing that could happen is, you know, just unnecessary stuff like people texting you all of a sudden while you're playing on your phone, or people just stop you because they think you're just being on your phone doing nothing. Especially, I remember of an experience where my mom just thought that I was on my phone doing nothing. Parents don't understand. When you're in a live chess game, all right, you can't just stop the chess game. And that's what my mom, there's just some situations where I just have to lose and lose rating points all of a sudden, and I'm at home just chilling, and you know, it's kind of hard to tell a parent that this is live. Just like with video games, people be playing Fortnite, the same concept that happened in chess. To all my people who listen to the podcast who are under the age of 18, yeah, so that's pretty irritating. And text messages too, it goes down on the phone, it shows me the text message, and I'm like, and I only have like 5 seconds left, because I'm majority of the time. Because every time you get text messages, it's always when you're having time trouble and you're trying to beat your opponent. I've lost so many games against people and against stronger opponents too, that I was even winning in the position. And yeah, you can road rage really hard on the phone than you can. I don't know. I've seen a lot of road rages on the computer, but I don't know why I'm saying road rage. What's the correct term? Is that the correct term? I don't know if that's the correct term. But there is a lot of times where I just got really mad and frustrated because of my phone. And then lastly, I would like to say that the phone, you have like a little chessboard that you have to look at, and you have to do all these calculations on this little chessboard. You can get really focused, but there's just so many distractions, and you just staying focused on your phone is just not going to give you that much opportunity for you to like see the whole board. You might mistake something for another piece. You know what I mean. That's just a disadvantage if you're playing against somebody that has a computer. Now, let's talk about playing on a laptop or computer. I'm just going to put both of those things together. A big pro on the computer is that you have a mouse. And that's a big con too, because you can misclick very easily if you don't put the right settings on your mouse. Now, another pro is that you have a bigger chessboard. And then another pro is that you can pre-move a lot of moves, especially if you're playing on chess.com. And that's why maybe they should change it up to like leechess.org, where you can only pre-move one move at a time, since you can't do it on the phone. But anyway, I know they're different softwares. Just to give y'all a thought. So another pro on the computer is, you can just do a lot of stuff very easily. The interface is very easy. You can text people, friend people. I mean, just to friend people on your phone, you have to like go to a whole nother screen that's away from the chessboard. Like, let's say you wanted to do it really quickly, it doesn't give you that option on the phone at all. And those are just pretty much all the pros of being on the computer. Now, the cons that I would say is that it's not mobile. So a lot of people don't even play chess because they don't know who to play chess against, and they don't know where. And that's why a phone is good for that. You have no excuses not to play chess anymore. Everybody has a touchscreen phone, and I was playing chess on like the most old phone that you could think of. So if I was playing chess on an old phone that didn't have that much space at all, it only had like 16 gigabytes, you could play chess on your phone with your, you probably got an iPhone that you're listening to this podcast on. You probably got an iPhone 13 or like a Samsung 22 or 20 plus or whatever. Or you probably got a Samsung 8. All right. You can play chess on those type of phones. Those are the type of phones that I play chess on. And that's one major con. And then another con is that you really, when you lose badly on a computer, especially if you're playing Bullet, man, you can rage a lot. You can rage a lot and want to break your mouse at certain points. But I've never been a person that want to break stuff around me, but I've seen other people, and that's more expensive to break. You know what I mean? Your whole computer. You don't want to break that. Now, another thing I would say is that you can get really addicted on the computer playing Bullet, because on the phone, you can just like, you know, you don't have good internet service. You start losing on time a lot, and then, you know, it's just done. It's just done. You're done after 5 losses. On the computer, you have some good internet connection. Woo-wee! And you're really fast at doing the moves. I just know from personal experience, I was going at it. I was going full throttle. Man, there was one night just recently, I played I played until like 6 a.m. and I started at 1 a.m. That's how fast time passes. Because I was trying to get to 2100 on chess.com and I was always going like back down and back above. And if you was guessing, like if I got to 2100, no, I didn't, because that's what happens when you play too many games at once in one day. That's what happens. But let me think of some more cons about the computer. I already said that you're stationary. Yeah, that's pretty much it, because there's a lot of advantages on the computer. Now, what would I suggest playing chess on? I would definitely suggest a computer, because you can literally hook up the router directly into the computer. That makes it faster, and you can do faster moves, and you can actually beat somebody in 0.01 seconds. So I would definitely suggest the computer. Even I seen a tournament where Magnus Carlsen, I guess one time, was playing on his phone, and he couldn't even beat like 2700s or 2600s, and this was a bullet tournament. And it's amazing that he was even playing on his phone, whooping 2500s, 2700s, but the top bullet people he couldn't beat because he was on his phone and not on a computer. He had a bad connection, and that's just the trouble. So I would suggest everybody to just play on the computer if you have one. If you don't have one, play on your phone, because chess is all about fun anyway. And if you're playing on your phone, just a tip, put an increment in there. Put like a 2-second increment, a 2-second buffer. And if you put that, don't do a 1-second buffer. It doesn't work. I've already tried it. H1's already tried it. Listen to H1. But just put a 2-second buffer in there and you should be fine if you still want to play bullet. And if you're just a blitz player anyway, then it really doesn't even matter if you're playing on your phone or on your computer, because at the end of the day, you have to play some good chess moves. If you made it this far, you might as well follow to stay notified on when I'm going to be putting out an episode. Why not just do that right now when you got the time? You could have did it in that past second. You could have did it in that next past second. Follow if you want to help me out as a creator, because I create Chess Knowledge, Chess Wisdom, Chess Understanding every single day. Just hit that little button. I'm not going to be bugging you a lot if you don't, you know what I mean? I could have stopped already, but you still haven't hit it. If you're driving, please, 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 just keep your eyes on the road. But if you're not driving, if you're in the shower singing, if you're dancing to the music in the background of my episodes, you know what I mean? Just doing random stuff. If you're cleaning right now, you can stop. You can stop and just hit the follow button. I'm acting crazy. I'm going back to old H1. But anyway, make sure that you keep on fighting till the end and staying focused in chess and in real life. Peace!